Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
In 1972, a father and a son begin to walk upon the journey. And as they walked upon this journey, they were climbing a peak. But before they climbed the peak, they gathered all their tools and their resources. And as they had all their tools and their resources, they climbed the peak and they did a good job. But in the middle of the peak was a valley. It was a plateaued place in which it was a very difficult time for them to be in, and the worst part of the climb of the peak. And the father says, son, listen, pay attention, son. Don't do what I don't do. Son, listen, this is the most dangerous part. Many people have died doing what we're doing right now. I need for you to pay attention because we have to get across. And the son has no fear. The son says, daddy, it's not a problem. Go ahead. No, son, you're not listening to me. Son, people have died trying to do what we're doing. There's waterfalls and there's snakes and tigers and bears.
Oh,
all right. Amen. All these things are going on and we don't know what to do. And son, you're not listening. And the son has no fear. The son says, daddy, I'm not worried. Go ahead. Son, no, seriously, you're not listening. I just told you that everything is bad about this place. We could die. You need to take this more seriously. And the son interrupted his father, and the son said, daddy, I'm not worried. Because where your feet go,
come on,
that's where mine are going.
Come on, man. Yeah, I count that.
And all I'm trying to do is tell you that no matter how bad it gets, when the father starts walking, you don't have to veer off path.
Come on, man.
All you have to do is look for his footprints and put your footprints in his footprints. I feel like preaching a little bit tonight. Is there anybody out here who can testify with me? It doesn't matter what I'm going through. When I look at the Father's steps, when I put my foot where his foot has been, there's victory in that footprint. So we need to understand that no matter what we go through, no matter how it is, we need to be able to understand that a path has already been made. Now watch the faithfulness of this son. There was no path, but he understood that it was about to be a path. That's the first thing I want to talk about. Did you not hear the verse that said, yea, though I walk? The reason why you hate being where you are is because you stop moving. See, you've missed it. You missed it in the son illustration, and you missed it in the verse. In the son illustration, the son had no fear because he knew he was about to get moving, and the path was going to be shown as long as he was moving. And you missed the fact that David said, yea, do I walk, not yea, do I complain, not yea, do I be comfortable, not yea, do I point fingers. Yea, though I walk, somebody in here is not listening to me. The reason why your life is not adding up in the manner in which you think it should is because you sought him instead of walking. See, you're walking in a place you can't stand, but you forgot to keep moving. See, you forgot the fact that as long as you inhale, as long as you stop moving, you're going to stay there forever. Does that sound like somebody out here right now? That you in the same problem that you had last year and the same problem you had the year before that? That's because you ain't moving. That's because you complaining and you blaming everybody else, but you're not moving. Listen, if you're going to complain, at least move. If you're going to be mad, at least move. If you don't know what to do, is there anybody out here who can testify? This is the year of moving. I'm tired of thinking. I'm tired of complaining. I'm going to move out of my situation, because if I got to go through hell, I might as well keep walking. You see, David says, yea, though I walk. Now watch this here, because we've often made this a prayer of David, and I won't complain about that. This particular psalm, you can say it's a prayer. What I would like to tell you, it's not just a prayer. It's a confession of the certainty of God. Whew, Lord have mercy. Watch this here. He's in the valley, but he says, I'm walking. Lord have mercy. I want you to think about this entire text. David is not in a praising situation, but he has confidence he's about to praise. Ooh, I missed somebody right there. Lord have mercy. If you keep looking at what's wrong with your situation, you will never find the praise in it. And if you can't find the praise in it, you'll never walk yourself out of it. Somebody missed what I just said. If you keep complaining and looking at your situation, you'll never find the praise in it. And if you can't find the praise in it, you'll never walk out of it. The reason why you've been suffering all this time is because you keep complaining and you keep looking at the problem. I dare you to look at God.
Come on,
Lord have mercy. I dare you to look at the solution and not the pollution. I dare for you to look at what's right and not what's wrong. I dare you to look at your victory. I dare you to let God call you a mighty warrior when you're cowering in your circle. Is there anybody out here who would just testify with me that I'm not only walking, but I'm walking towards a solution? I'm not walking towards negative people. I'm not walking towards a negative bank account. I'm walking to a solution. See, if you don't have a target, you don't have a direction. And if you don't have a direction, you'll keep walking in a circle.
Amen.
See, listen to what I said. You have to have a target if you want to get out of hell. If you want to get out the valley, you need to have a target that's not in the valley. That's just common sense, but you miss it every single time. Y'all get so upset in the valley that you stay in the valley because all you can think about is the valley. And you have valley conversations, and you sleep with valley people, and you kiss on valley people, and you buy cars from valley people, and all you do is complain with valley people, and your cousin and them is valley people, and your mama and them is valley people, and you break bread with valley people, and you never look at the people where you're trying to get to, because all you're doing is dealing with valley people. Valley people will not get you out the peak. It will not get you to. Valley people will not help you. But why you keep walking to valley people? Why you keep telling your valley problems to valley people? If you keep listening to valley people, they'll keep talking you out of your peak dreams. I'm trying to help somebody. The more you keep dealing with valley people, the less you'll get out the valley. David says, yea, though I walk. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you don't have a direction, you'll never get to that target.
Amen.
But if your direction is just in the valley, that's where you're going to stay. You'll drink in the valley. You'll sleep in the valley. Your job is to get out the valley. But how can you get out the valley being part of the valley?
Amen.
How can you help the homeless if you're homeless? Come on, somebody help me out. Amen. How can you help people 16 and pregnant if you're 20 and pregnant? Somebody help me walk in this place. You ought to be able to know that first you got to help yourself. Yea, though I walk through the valley. Now, here's the problem. I told you about the valley. I told you about the fact you got to keep walking. I told you you got to have a target. But most of y'all don't even have one. Most of you are so focused on your valley, you stop even thinking about a target. You are literally so deep in low self-esteem that you literally have talked yourself out of looking for more. $30,000 a year job you can apply for, but you still keep sticking at a janitor. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with being a janitor. I'm saying if you don't want to be one, stop being one. Somebody missed what I just said. Lord have mercy. If you don't have a target, you'll keep walking around in circles. Anybody feel like you've been in circles far too long? I know I got some straight line folk that says circle is no longer in my destiny. Circle no longer is my... I wish I had somebody who would just testify to me that I'm not worthy of circles no more. You can... St- stay in a circle, but I'm going to. Is there anybody out there who can testify? I'm not walking in circles. I'm not talking in circles. My money. Is there anybody who can testify? I'm tired of being in circles. All these circle walking and talking people get on my last nerves. God has more than me than to repeat the stuff I hate. I'm just trying to talk to you about walking in a place that I hate. Now watch, let's continue the walking journey with David. David says, yea, though I walk through the valley. See, watch this here. Hold on, because you missed it. You don't get to the peak without the valley. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You don't get to the peak without the valley. You don't get to the summertime without going through winter. You don't get to take a hot shower without first being dirty. The valley is part of the process. Come on, somebody help me out. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the place I don't want to be in, but I have to be in it. If you have to be in it to get on the other side of it, accept where you are. I'm trying to help somebody in this place. Listen to me. You don't have your life together. So what? Accept that fact. You can do something about it. Come on, somebody help me out. You have a drug problem. Don't worry about it. Accept that fact. You can do something about it. Your marriage is not a good one and you're about to get divorced. Accept that fact. You can do something about it. You have to get through the valley in order to get to the peak. But valleys are for everybody. Now see, here's what the devil will do. The devil will convince you you're the only one that go through valley situations. He will literally convince you that you're the only one going through. Just you. Nobody else. And then he'll make your valley look bigger than what it is. Somebody help me out now. Amen. He'll make you complain bigger about small problems. But you got to think about this for a second. You keep convincing yourself that this is too big to handle. God don't see it that way. You have never went through something and the Lord said, ooh, child, that's too big. I don't know what we're going to do about it. Come on, somebody help me out. Amen. You've never prayed to the Lord and he said, you know what? I just don't know what we're going to do about this. I may not know, but he knows. This is why I'm trying to tell you that this is more than just a prayer. This is a confident confession about what David thinks he's going. Because he understands that, yea, though I walk through this bad place, it doesn't matter if I'm walking. I promise you when I'm finished walking, I'll get to my breakthrough. You can never get past a situation standing still.
Amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valley. You can't walk in a place that you hate if you don't admit the fact that you got to go through it. Listen, some of y'all want a real easy life. That's not okay. It's not okay that you want steak and potatoes every day. It's not okay that you want pork chops and macaroni every meal. It's just not okay. You want teeth, but you don't want to cut your gums. You want to learn how to eat solid food, but you don't want to have a bowel movement. You want to fly, but you're afraid of turbulence. It don't work that way. Every time you get higher, you got to get hurt. Did you hear what I just said? Every time you go higher, you have to get hurt. Because a higher level of elevation means thinner air.
Amen.
And your lungs got to be able to handle the air higher. Somebody needs to help me in this place. You can't get higher being the same old you.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it, so go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
It don't work that way. You can't learn how to do math problems if you'll never write it down. You can't read a book without opening it. And you can't open it without accidentally falling asleep. It's all part of the process. You have to put in the work if you want to get the prize.
Amen.
But y'all want victory with no breakdown. And then you break down before you break through. Stop breaking down before you break through. God can get you wherever you need to be, even if where you currently are is completely your fault. That's a word for somebody, because 2017 has knocked all your wind out your sails. But don't worry about that, because yea, though I walk through the valley that I have no choice but to go through, God is with me. Did you hear that part? See, I've been, listen. Okay, I'm going to break that down in 4 seconds. We're going to hit every part of this. You need to get through.
Come on, talk about that through.
The valley.
Talk about through, man.
Listen, y'all, how can you have a testimony if you never go through?
Talk about through, Reverend.
How can you save money if you never lost it?
Talk about through, Reverend.
How can you apologize if you ain't never known to be hurt? Listen, you will not apologize if you think you have nothing to apologize for. If no one has ever hurt you, you'll never apologize when you hurt somebody else. Pain is a part of life.
Yes, sir.
And you don't get to have praise without pain.
Come on now.
So how does that apply to you? Stop acting like you're not supposed to be in the bad place.
Amen.
You are literally where you're supposed to be at. There's no accident. There's no, Romans 8:28 still exists always. And we know that all things work together for good for them who love God and are called according to his purpose. You have to have bad times. You know why you have to have bad times? Because all of you are arrogant. And if it's too good, you'll act like you did it.
Uh-oh.
We about to walk hard for the rest of this message.
Uh-oh.
Amen. If you thought that was bad, it's about to get much worse. The reason why God gives you bad times is two reasons. Because if you do it without the bad times, you'll put all the glory on you. And the next time you take God's glory, he gonna break your whole neck about it. If you keep taking his credit, he gonna keep you in the valley. That's number one. Number two is you would not be able to appreciate the peak if you never climbed out the valley. I wish I had somebody in here who knows that a good job is on the way. And the reason you're going to be able to appreciate it is because you're going through hell in your current job. I'm trying to help somebody. I wish I had somebody who's got some new transportation. And the reason why you're getting ready to shout about what's getting ready to happen is because you remember how it feels to have to call people for jobs and to walk and to say, can I get a ride to go here? Appreciate putting gas in your own vehicle if you haven't had the opportunity to call and ask for a ride.
Come on,
try to help somebody in this place. You have to go through your valley, because your valley qualifies you for your blessing. Lord have it. Why would I give you something you haven't earned? No. He got grace.
Come on.
But that's sustaining blessings. You want to survive and then strive.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff the Lord has for you, you don't just get by his grace and mercy. You get by your obedience.
Come on,
man. Oh, I just lost my whole crowd right there, Pastor Temple. Lord have mercy. He's going to give you some stuff out of his grace.
Uh-huh.
He's going to give you some stuff out of mercy.
Uh-huh.
But that next level stuff, that exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can, you got to be obedient for some of that. You have to endure for some of that. You have to get through the valley for some of that. And if you don't want to be responsible in the valley, you'll lose it all when you get to the peak. You ever met somebody like that? That they got promoted, but their character made them get demoted? Lord have mercy. Amen. If you don't learn how to get it together when you don't have it, you won't get it when you do have it. God says, be faithful over the few. I'll make you rulers over many. That means everything you have, learn how to appreciate it right now.
Yes.
Stop praying for a new house and you ain't cleaned your kitchen all year.
Well,
it's about to get worse.
Well,
Stop complaining your husband act right when you don't even act right. Amen, amen, amen. You want your cell phone bill to come down, but you ain't paying nobody out them outside bills you owe them. Can I walk a little harder? Can I walk a little harder? You want your business to flourish, but you got outstanding balances with other businesses. Lord have mercy. You want God to give you your financial breakthrough. You ain't tithed in 22 years. There's a level of obedience, but you don't learn how to be obedient unless you're in the valley. Listen, you are not obedient. You do not love the Lord because your life has been good. That's not, no, 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 no. Listen, listen to me. Lean in. Let me hurt your feelings. You're not loving the Lord the way you do. You don't shout because your life has been good. No, boo-boo. No, 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 no. No, no. Life knocked your head off. And somebody who didn't have to do it put your head back on. And they say, baby, I've been there too. And the reason why you shout and run around church today because you know how bad you've been and how good the Lord has been. Trying to help somebody. The reason why you love prison ministry today, because you was locked behind bars with that brown tray and that unseasoned food. Maybe I'm just talking about me. Amen. You know what it feels like at the moment your tray come in, that becomes the best part of the day, because now you swapping cornbread and them green beans. Somebody, you ain't never been to jail. You don't know it, but can I testify? I know what the hell I'm talking about right now, because I've been, say anybody who can testify, freedom today is because I used to be locked up. Come on, somebody help me out. I know how good God is because I know how mad I used to be.
Freedom.
There's a time in my life I wasn't happy unless I was mad. You had one parent, I'd knock your head off. You had two, oh Lord have mercy. It was just gone. God did a work on me. But he didn't do it on the peak. He did it in the valley. Come on, you hear what I'm saying? God got to lower you to work on you. Because when you high, you don't listen to him. What do you do when you bless so much you stop listening to God? I know folk that been to church. I got members right now that went to church every Monday and every Sunday, then the Lord blessed them with a car and they ain't returned since. You hear what I said? I've seen members pray for the Lord every Sunday, every Bible study. Lord, give me a child. Lord, give me a baby. My womb has been shut up. They said I can't have it. The Lord finally blessed them 5 years later, and they haven't been back to church since they gave birth, and the baby's now 8 years old. See, y'all haven't spent enough time in the valley. Because when you spend time in the valley, when you get blessed, you don't lose your mind. But when you haven't been there long enough, the moment he blessed you, you forget who blessed you. I told you this is going to get worse. See, I read somewhere in which they say religion is for people trying to escape hell. Spirituality is for people who know they've been through it.
Come on, man. Say that again.
You hear what I said? Religion is for people trying to escape hell. Spirituality is for people who know they've been through hell. And the people who treat people kind always are the people who have lost everything. But the folk who got out of it and forgot where they came from, those are the folk that give the church a bad name. See, yea, though I walk through the valley
of the shadow
of death, but because you with me. Why are you panicking in your bad situation as if God is not God of bad situations? I just don't understand why you letting your credit card bill make you panic like that. As if God stopped being God when you got credit. Come on, somebody help me out. Amen. I mean, you loved him and you was all praising. Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. Because it was good. But the moment it got bad for you, you stopped counting on him. But here's what you do. The moment is bad for somebody else and you doing good, baby, don't do that. You got all sorts of scriptures for them. But when it's you going through it, you ain't got no scriptures for you. Child, I don't want to hear that. Child, I don't want, no, don't come at me with all that. You don't know what I've been through. No, 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 no. Your ancestors went through a whole lot worse. Uh-huh. There's folk that couldn't even read without getting shot. Uh-huh. Come on, somebody help me out. Maybe you ain't went back far enough. Uh-huh. Amen. There are folk who couldn't even drink out of water fountains of regular people. Uh-huh. And you complaining about how your light bill is peak. Uh-huh. There are people that had to die just so you can live and complain. Lord. That's because you have, do not respect your valley. The folk who don't complain respect wherever they are. Paul says, listen, I've learned to be content in whatever state that I'm in, both abased and abound. It doesn't matter if I got money, I don't have money. I am good wherever I'm at. I feel it in my spirit. There's a word in here for somebody. Right now, God just talked to me. Somebody is listening to what I'm saying, and I'm changing your whole life right now. Is there anybody out there who can testify that I love the Lord even when it doesn't cost me or pay me to love him? You shouldn't just love the Lord when it benefit you. And the only thing grand in the church should be the piano. You shouldn't be more grand than God. The only thing grand in the church should be the piano. Stop only trusting God when it benefits you. Come on, somebody help me out. Amen, amen. Listen, listen, here's what I'm trying to tell you. Yay. Though I walk, ooh, I feel it. I feel it in my, I see it. Somebody in here, I feel it. I'm telling you, somebody in here, you got some chains being broken, but the devil keep telling you, don't do it. I can feel it. Somebody in here said, you know what, he's right. And your pride keeps saying, nah, baby, don't do that. Let me give a word to you just right now in this second. God loves you so much, even in your nasty pride you have right now, he still didn't take you out of here. He wants you to love him and you keep fighting him, but he still keep walking in your valley. You went to jail, he was with you. You went to hell, he was with you. That man left you, he was with you. That man cheated on you, he was with you. Is there anybody who can testify he's been with me? But watch it. Watch it all this time I've been telling you that the power for you to get out of it is in you. Amen. That's true. But there's another part of the text. See, you missed something external about David's confession. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, somewhere I don't want to be. But then he says, you're with me, your rod and your staff. Oh, I got to lay my hat here for about 3 to 4 minutes. I need for you to understand this here. You got the power, but sometimes your power ain't good enough. Amen. Not that you're not strong enough, but your mind gets all messed up. Yeah. Can I say it in a poetical way? Your pain becomes louder than your prayers. Yeah. You ever been there before? Mm-hmm. Your knee hurts so bad you can't even praise God. You know, when you were 18, you used to just jump out of bed. Amen, amen. But now you got to think yourself out of bed. Y'all ain't getting old. Amen. Ain't none of y'all getting old. Amen. David says, listen, your rod and your staff. Now forget the rod and forget the staff just for a second. Just know that his power didn't come from himself. It came from something on the outside. Don't break down what the rod mean. Don't break down what the staff mean. Forget all that. Just know, neither one of those things are yours. That made me feel real good. I promise you, we headed home. Listen to what I'm trying to say. This whole time, David is saying all this valley, all this stuff, all this, but listen. Then he says, at some point I got through on a power that had nothing to do with me. One more time, you're going to get it. What David said is, I should have broke down. But something was lifting me up. Is there anybody in here today who can testify? I shouldn't even be here today. Matter of fact, today tried to take me out of here. But it was something on the outside of me that testified to me. Baby, won't you go ahead and get up? Is there anybody out here who can testify that they tried to take me out of here, but I got some strength in my elbows, and my knees stopped hurting, and my car started up, and I got myself here because there was a power on the outside of me that kept me. Is there anybody who can testify some of my strength don't come from me? Right when you're getting ready to give up, God will show up. You missed it. Right when you're getting ready to give up, God will show up. It was this woman, true story, 1987. She was driving and her kids were having a wonderful time by Highway 190. You can look it up. And then she got into a bad accident. Her 2 4-year-old twins were in the back seat. And then she ran into an 18-wheeler as she fell asleep at the wheel. And the entire car was smashed. And then it turned. And then they flipped. And then they flipped again. And then they flipped again. She lost consciousness. True story. Pay attention. She lost consciousness. And when she woke up, upside down in her vehicle, she heard sirens coming. She looked up and saw the windshield completely shattered. And as she looked in the back, she could not find her children, as the whole back half of the car was collided and now sitting in their car seats. The children were not in their car seats. The car was in their car seats. Wow. And she cried out, "Please, somebody help my children." And as the police, as the paramedics came up and as the police came up, she said, "Don't save me, save my children." And she looked in the back, and they looked in the back, and they said, "Ma'am, we don't see any kids. We don't see any children. There's nobody in here, ma'am." And they cut her out. And in broken legs and a broken ankle, when they lifted her up, they turned back to get the paramedics to take her in. And when they looked back, the lady's gone. And she's gone because on a broken leg and a broken ankle, she's running, looking for her children. She said, true story, pay attention. She says, "Listen, they got on blue jeans and blue shirts. Both of them, they twins. They 4 years old. They have blonde hair. Somebody get my children." And they rescue this lady because she's damaging her leg even more. And one of the officers say, "Ma'am, your kids are in my back seat." She said, "Well, how did that happen?" She says, "Well, the kids told me that their daddy picked them up and put them in the back seat." And she said, and she just hugged the officer, and he didn't understand. He said, "Ma'am, why are you crying? Your kids are safe." He says, "You don't understand. Their daddy has been dead for a full year." True story. You need to look it up. The daddy has been dead for a full year, and you telling me that their daddy saved them from the car being in their seats. Don't you ever think for one second when life wrecked your car so bad that when your children get in a bad spot because of your situation and your fault, that you are broken with your legs and your ankles, that the Lord is not dispatching angels to protect you and everything that pertains to you. Is there anybody who can testify that no matter what I go through, God still will protect me? So all this week, you walk out of here knowing that even if you don't have strength, hallelujah, God has angels.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team.
Welcome to season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same batsjr.com, or email us info@batsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show.